Welcome to the Easy Yoga Podcast with myself, Gemma Neese, Easy Yoga founder, author, yoga coach, and relationship coach. It is my pleasure to have you here and for you to feel energized, calm, happy, and for you to have the perfect relationship with yourself, your partner, and your family without seeing a family therapist, changing your personality, or leaving your job. You will learn techniques and things to help you guide you through a better life through health, meditation, yoga, journaling, nutrition, and all things yoga, for you to have the life you deserve and crave, and for you to love yourself on a soul level. Thank you so, so much for being here today, and I am so grateful and so full of love to have you here. Enjoy this next episode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode from Easy Yoga, all things relationships, yoga and well-being. And today my special guest is Amanda Place, and Amanda is the founder of Sculptrician, who specializes in health and fitness coaching and has been in the industry for over a decade. Known for delivering sustainable weight loss results to busy women all over the world, she consistently sends out the message that diets and quick fixes don't work in the long term and can help you transform your health without feeling overwhelmed. So welcome, thank you so much for being here.
Hello, thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. So how did you kind of get into what you do? Like, what's your backstory?
Yeah, so I guess going all the way back, because I like to go back, because it all starts usually either in your childhood or kind of younger years. So I've always kind of been in an active child. I was in competitive dance since the age of 4. So did it throughout my schooling. And yeah, I was always really into kind of the health and well-being sector. You definitely get thrown into that when you're into dance. Some of the positives, unfortunately, some of the negatives as well. So with that, I was also introduced to kind of the diet culture. Even my mom as well, as she even coined it herself at first, the yo-yo dieter. She's a veteran fad dieter, tried all the things. But she was also into group fitness a lot as well. So I at least got that good example when I was growing up from the fitness side of things, the diet part not so much. And so I was always relatively trying to be healthy and fit, but with my family as well, with food, you don't really get to choose what foods you have when you're growing up. So I came from an Italian household, lots of food, portion sizes were not maintained or even know about. So I did struggle with my weight as well, even though I was active, but I did have a passion for it. So when I went to university after, I got a degree in kinesiology. And don't know what that is, I know, and as well. So if you don't know the UK, it's basically like sport medicine, physiotherapy. Can you tell by my accent as well? I'm not from the UK originally, I'm from Canada. So grew up in Canada, did all my schooling there. And I got a degree in that. And I did try to go out in the workforce and get a job. I did get a group fitness instructing job. However, it didn't pay the bill. So I actually did a quick corporate pivot into human resources and did that for a while, but quickly realized that that was not for me. And I really wanted to stick with what my passion was. And so I continued to get more schooling, got a health and nutrition coaching diploma. And then I actually met my husband, who is British, which is why I'm here. And so moved here in 2019 and continued to try and again improve my health, my own health and fitness, as well as continue my studies in it and my professional work with it. When the COVID pandemic hit though, definitely got hit with a realization. And I think I was kind of going on an autopilot of, I knew what to do and I was kind of teaching people what to do, but there's also a difference if you're not doing it yourself. So I was struggling with disordered eating for about 10 years. Again, was also becoming like my mother, being a yo-yo dieter, tried every diet in, you can imagine, on the internet, in the magazines, you got it, I did it. And COVID kind of worked in a different way for me, which I know it worked in a certain way for others, where it actually gave me that time to really evaluate where I was at, come to terms with the unhealthy, eating habits and fitness habits that I was maintaining or trying to maintain to get this ideal that wasn't actually what I wanted. And I had the space to actually transform my health and well-being. So during the lockdowns, I lost about 3.5 stone, wow, which is about 50 pounds or 20, 23, 24 kg, depending on what metrics you use. And I've managed to keep all of it off. So we're 3 years in and I'm still completely the same. And I don't count calories. I don't use exercise as a punishment anymore. And based on that, now I've made my business, Sculptrician, that helps other high achieving women want to transform their health and kind of their weight loss goals as well, but without the overwhelm. Because what I realized when I was doing it myself, and also talking to other women and helping them is that the kind of reason why we get so overwhelmed with it is there's so much different noise and information. And if you're not, you know, if you don't go to school for it, like myself, you won't know. Even myself, I did my school, I've been in it for, again, 10 years in the industry. And there's sometimes still, I get questioned the way things get marketed, like, oh, is this a good option? Is this true? Is that true? And you just don't know. So I really try to cut through that noise for women and help them achieve what they want to with their health and fitness in the easiest and simplest ways possible.
Like with the pandemic, a lot of people put a lot of weight on, whereas you took it off, which is amazing. But if you were someone that, like, 3 years down the line has still got that little bit that they can't shift, how can they kind of go about that? So yeah, exercise, diet, what would you say, like 80%? Or a lot of people will say, it depends on what you say as well, but a lot of people will say like 80% in the kitchen, 20% exercise, or is it just a whole big thing that goes with everything?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And like you mentioned, the nutrition and fitness bit, that is what gets bombarded with us, what to do and what ratios, right? So yeah, the 80%, you know, what you eat, 20% what you do. And then, you know, some people are as well, like the 1200 calorie diets, even 800 calorie diets. But I find, and those are important aspects to consider, but the one pillar that is missing and was game changer for me is about your mindset. So I, in my own case, giving my own best, you know, nutrition plan or workout schedule, or I can give, you know, someone else the best workout plan for them, the best nutrition plan for them. But if you don't address the mindset aspect of it and really reflect on why you're doing it, and if you're actually doing it for yourself and how you view yourself as well, nothing is going to change. So what really changed for me is when I decided to make the change for good, and which I'd done, what, maybe 20, 30 times beforehand. It was always though either for an event or for someone else or for something else, or yeah. I think it almost like as like a work project or something. It's like, okay, I'm going on this holiday, so I'm going to lose this much. And then, but once that's over, then what? Then you're back to what you're doing, right? Yeah. Or maybe, not even in my case, but with other people I've had, one client I had actually was, she came to me because her husband wanted her to lose weight. And I actually, not good. Husbands do not do that. But I can work for her as well, because she did come to me. But I did actually have to turn her away saying, look, I really want to help you, but it's not for yourself. And it's going to be a waste of your time and your investment as well, if you're going to go through with this, if it's not actually what you want and you're doing it for something else. Because like anything we go through in life, as ideally we'd like to have a perfect linear line when we go through the program, it's just not going to happen. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be challenges. And rather than being reactive to it or just pretending that it doesn't happen and then things blow up when it does, be proactive. Just accept that there will be stuff that pops up, and it's up to you and how you view yourself and conduct yourself of how you're going to move forward. So when she came to me, I said, yeah, look, I actually can't take you on until it's something that you want. And fast forward 6 months, she actually ended up filing for divorce with her husband and then came to me. Back to the thing, I want this. And now she's 3.5 stone lighter, and it's 8 months later now, and she still kept it off.
Wow.
So it's a drastic example, but it just shows you how it has to come from you and how you view yourself. And back to me and my personal experience, when what really made the shift was then, rather than me saying, okay, I'm going to lose it for this or for this person or for, you know, this event, et cetera, it was actually, okay, I want to now identify as someone who prioritizes their health and fitness. It's part of my lifestyle rather than something I just have to do to tick a box. Yeah. And again, COVID kind of at least gave me that space without the distractions. We were home now, right? And also things were stressful. And so I channeled my stress and my worry and my anxiety into my fitness. If I was, you know, stressed or had a, you know, a bad day, it was, I'd wake up in the morning, even just do a simple, like walk the dogs, or I was lucky enough to have a Peloton before the pandemic hit. So I used that. And then now it's transitioned to fitness as part of my lifestyle. So now if it's not part of my day, I'm not mentally as well. Even you can ask my husband, if I don't have my workout in, he's like, something's up with you. You need to like, go either walk the dogs or hit the gym or teach a class or do something, because it's just part of who I am now. And I think that's why it stuck as well, because now I view myself as someone who prioritizes my health and fitness. And I think having my business now even kind of further promotes that, but I wouldn't be authentic to my business or to the brand if I didn't actually view myself as that, where I think is why I struggled for so long before. I was in the industry for almost a decade before this sculptrician came about, and I was struggling with it. And I think it's because I didn't actually, I wasn't in alignment with what I was trying to portray to be and how I actually felt on the inside. So I think once you can get that balance through and that alignment in, that's when the shift's going to happen.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think as well, a lot of the time, it can be outside interference, as in like, or someone says, oh, well, you can't fit into that dress anymore, or something like that. But again, it's all outside stuff. Until you actually own it and you want to do it, then you will, you'll have better results, like you just said, really.
Yeah. And those setbacks too, like you said, it's when those setbacks do, or even when those opinions do happen, which, just so you know, if anyone makes, you know, an opinion or says a comment, it's not about you. It's always about them. So even if it is something, you know, not as nice, just know it's most likely because it's actually how they feel about themselves. And rather than them addressing that, they're probably seeing your progress and feeling bad about themselves. And rather than internally reflecting on it, they're just putting it back out to you to make them feel better. But the only person it's hurting is yourself. So just know if that does happen, it's a reflection on them and it's not about you. And at the end of the day, it's only going to hurt yourself. So you just need to, keep going and rise above it. But I know it's sometimes be harder than other times to do it, but you can get through it.
Yeah. And also with like different life stages as well. So it might be that you're in your 20s and you're maybe thinking about having a baby, or late 20s, early 30s, or whatever age you're at. But then you can then be like, well, I'm 40 and I'm kind of nearly premenopausal. So I've noticed that I'm slightly putting on a little bit of weight, and I know I can get it straight back off again because I've always been like that. I'm always about 60 kilos. But I notice, it's really weird, since having my children, I've got a bigger rib cage. Like, and I'm doing a lot more breath work and stuff. So I suppose my lungs are bigger. But also, when you do have children and you've had a baby and you just think, oh, why can't I get this off? All the celebrities are getting off or doing all the getting rid of their weight. Why can't we? Yeah. And it's, again, it goes back to you and your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with that too, as women as well, which is why I focus just on women, because we have so many different life stages, right? Yeah. You know, in your 20s, you know, younger, and then you're going to, you know, fertility, and then, you know, prenatal, then you got postnatal, and then you got middle age, you have perimenopausal, menopausal, and then into your, you know, senior, when you're trying to, you know, keep your estrogen levels up and, you know, your muscle mass and everything. We have so many different stages, all amazing on their own. Yeah. But you're going to have different goals in each of those stages as well. And it does break my heart when, you know, yeah, those magazines come out saying, you know, these celebrities or even just normal people as well. I saw one at Christmas and it boiled my blood of how to lose 45 pounds before Christmas. And it was, I think it was December 5th it was. So we were 20 days away from Christmas and it said to lose 45 pounds. And then they put like this Christmas pudding on the front as well. And I'm like, how can you post this? Like, out there. And this is why, like, as women, we're feeling so down and we're constantly in a state of comparitis and on Instagram seeing, the celebrities and even other influencers and even just other, you know, maybe moms or other even practitioners that are boasting all these results. And you just need to know that everyone's journey is unique to them. Yeah. And they don't have the same circumstances as you. They don't have the same life that you do. So even when people come to me saying, and I've had some clients as well saying, I want to do exactly what you did. Just tell me your ways. And I get that. But then I have to respond saying, it's going to be unique to you. Because my situation was, I was in my mid-20s. And yes, I was in a relationship, but I didn't have my own biological children. You know, I didn't have a like stressful corporate job or was being furloughed. And, you know, and was in a developed country. Like, there's so many different factors, right? Where someone else, and then this woman who's trying to have what I did, maybe as a single mom, working three jobs, you know, trying to like make ends meet. And it's just going to be a different way that you're going to go about it. So that's why with my programs, I really try to keep it individualized. And even if, you know, you're not in one of my programs, it's just in general, whatever you see, just know it's all cookie cutter and it's made for a general population and it's not meant just specific for you. So what might work for that person on the magazine or in that Instagram highlight reel is not going to be the same success story for you. You need to lean into what works for you, what is best, and what's actually going to be manageable as well. I think that's a really tough thing too, is again, with the overwhelm, it's, okay, you can do, eat this in the morning, do this workout in the afternoon, do even, and I love breath work, by the way, so it's great. Do breath work, but like do this breath work at night, do this meditation in the evening. It's just constant. And then you look at your own schedule, you can't even fit like a 5-minute shower on your own, let alone 20 other things you have to do to, transform your health or achieve the weight loss goals you want. So I think it's also making it manageable and making it easy and just starting as super simple as possible. Just start with one step. I really like the quote of like, you can only get 1% better every day. Just focus on that. And in the end, you will build up within it, within a month, within a year, within 10 years.
Now we are going to go to a short break. See you the other side. I am so excited to tell you about Zen Core Yoga. I am an ambassador for this amazing yoga clothing company, and they want to spread the benefits of yoga because those who stick with regular yoga practice report themselves to be happier and healthier in life, like me, of course. And Zen Yoga is a Swedish clothing company that designs products for the yoga lifestyle. The company was founded in 2017 and has since then grown to over 70,000 loyal followers all over the world. And these yoga products are absolutely incredible. They are so soft. They have beautiful leggings, beautiful colors, beautiful yoga bras, and they are just incredible. And they are building deep relationships within the yoga community and have gained invaluable insights and understanding of the quality and function of yoga products. Because let's face it, you just could get a cheap pair of leggings and they just go all funny. Whereas these products are absolutely beautiful, really, really nice. So head over to zencoreyoga.com and in the checkout, type in YogiGemma15 for a 15% discount. So go over zencoreyoga.com. And it's Yogi Gemma 15. So I will see you on the other side. And have you found that it comes with like childhood trauma or something like that, that people need to move through this or whatever happened? It might not be childhood trauma, but it might be some kind of other trauma, like a divorce or something like that. And they've just eaten, 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 and then they can't get it off. But then they come to you. But then it's also is everything as well, as in you need to really work on the triggers as well as nutrition and movement.
100%. And I think that's part of also can be a scary thing for some women to come forward with. Because as well, since I mainly address, yes, I do nutrition and fitness, but my mindset is my biggest thing. And sometimes they come in and they'll actually just say, I just want, the meal plan and I want the workout schedule. And I say, I get that, but let's actually get back to basics, because you're 100% right. It does all come to whether it's your childhood or your early years or some past experience that shaped who you are and where you are. And I had to get that realization as well, right? Like I mentioned, in my childhood, I grew up in a family where, yes, my mom went to group fitness, but it was also a way as a form of punishment looking back, because she was always on this diet trying to lose weight, gain it, or keep it off. And then my dad was, he even coined himself as a, he's on a seafood diet. So when he sees food, he eats it, and he still uses that to this day, right? And I had large portion sizes. I didn't feed myself when I was a kid, right? So that's what I was used to. I was used to having pizza and, McDonald's, and even just at dinners, like just large portions. And then going into adulthood, realizing, oh, this is not normal. And, but then don't have the tools to fix it. It's a lot, and it's all become habits as well. And in a way too, when I moved to the UK, it did help me give a bit of a change and a realization, because actually, in the UK, luckily it's getting a bit worse now, but I hope, it stays there. But in the UK, at least we do have smaller portion sizes than in North America. So even just coming here, I naturally lost like 5 pounds, half a stone even, without even trying, because the portion sizes were just naturally smaller. And as well, UK is pretty good rigid rules on the kind of preservatives list and stuff like that. So even when I go back to Canada, it's kind of a shock, because I'll see have the exact same product, not even kidding. Let's say a thing of yogurt or even like aloe water. I've tested this and I've looked at the calories, and it's automatically double the amount in Canada because it has double the preservatives. Yeah, it's mind-boggling. And
Wow.
talk to and it's and the States is even worse. So yeah, it's gonna be the exact same. Like yogurt, I've found, and even like aloe water or certain the packaged foods, it'll be like double the calories and like double the amount of the preservatives ingredients or ingredients list on there. So I think what you grew up with plays a huge part, and they have the triggers as well. So whether you've had disordered eating, whether it's anorexia or bulimia, and you're even maybe even going on the opposite end of the scale now. I've seen that a lot where you, even myself included, I've done this where you're in restriction mode for so long that you go on the opposite pendulum, and it might not be healthy either, but you just don't want to get back to where you were. Because a lot of the time too with change, you're not actually going to make a change until staying where you are is more painful than making that change. So I've seen a lot as well with people with either anorexia or bulimia where they don't want to go back because they know that that was scarier and actually more hard for them rather than just eating what they want now, maybe a bit heavier and not as healthier, but it's still to them healthier than what they were before. And when it comes to emotional eating and kind of binge eating and stuff, definitely triggers as well. So I call it the vicious cycle where you, and even like the restrict binge guilt cycle where you have a thought of, okay, I need to restrict. And then as well with the mind, there's a little thing as well where your body or your mind doesn't actually register the do not part. So if you tell yourself you do not eat cake or do not eat that morning biscuit, your brain's not going to actually register the do not part. It's going to register the verb. Anything you ever told yourself that you can't do, that you restricted yourself on, then how quickly later in the day, then let's say you don't have that morning biscuit. So you get through that morning. Awesome. So proud of myself. Then that 2 o'clock slump hits. Then it's, oh, I could really use that biscuit. And you're just obsessing over it and obsessing over it. And I really, really want it. Then you're going to give in maybe quickly or maybe even after dinner, let's say. After dinner, like, no, I've been so good all day. I'm going to give in to it. Then that biscuit's so good. And also your brain's telling you, you can't have this again. So let's make the most out of it. Then you overeat. You're going to binge. Then you're going to feel guilty. And then you're going to start restricting again. And that cycle just continues and continues. So there's definitely triggers involved, definitely habits that happen. And which is why I'm such a proponent of addressing the mindset first. And rather than running away from our past, we really do need to lean into how we got to where we were, because there's a reason for it. And there's no other reason than what the place we put ourselves in. And yes, there's some external factors, whether it's, you know, some life events or health conditions or whatever else, but then we get to choose how we move forward. And the only way we can is by addressing how we got there and using that to take us to the place we want to go.
Yeah. And also when we, before we started recording, we were talking about desk exercise and things. And I think even like 3 years down the line, a lot of us are still working from home, or we are starting to go back into the office now. But if you can't find that 5 minutes to do an exercise or something like that, how can you kind of build that into your day? Even people will still eat lunch at their desk and still working, and I'm hoping that's getting less now, but I don't think it is.
yeah. So I got there's a couple few options actually. And so let's say you are working from home, or even if you're at the office, there's a few exercises you can do, and even if it's just 5 minutes, 100%. So, and I like to call these like the exercises for helping with like productivity, which is actually going to boost your productivity. So especially after lunch, you might like sit there, then the slump's going to come. This is going to help you actually get more creative, you know, be more focused, more alert, and also help that digestion with your food that you have throughout the day as well. So my number one, if you can and you're able to go out, is get a quick walk, even like a quick bit of fresh air. So even if you're working from home, you can even get down from your flat or get out to your garden just for 5 minutes. It's going to, you know, start again. If you have lunch, then you're going to get your muscle fibers activated. You're going to start the digestion process. You're going to get some endorphins leveled up. You're going to reduce your stress hormones. Everything's going to come into balance. And also just being in nature as well, or even just getting outside some fresh air, just is a natural mood booster anyway. So even if just do 5 minutes, you can even put it on your timer. It does not have to be a lot. Even if that's not enough, then literally just do a minute, like out in your garden, do a quick circle around. That counts. Some other stuff you can do is if you're, you know, into strength training at all, even like some body weight exercises, you know, quick like minute of squats, quick, even like desk press ups, something like that. If you have a TRX, the body weight suspension on your door. I got one of those during COVID. So those are great. So put that outside your office door, do a couple of those, whether it's squats or rows or even press ups on that, all body weight suspension. If you're a yogi, which I'm sure lots of your listeners are, the best ones to help with your productivity and also just kind of boost your mood and get you active for the day is the tree pose. So the super simple one, as well as downward dog. If you kind of want to regenerate and get the blood and oxygen flowing, those are your two best ones. And then my favorite bits, if you really don't even want to leave your desk, I do call it desk exercise. And there is three good moves that you could try. So one is super simple and no one can see it. So if you are in an actual office, this is for you. So it's just simple calf raises. So you'll just sit down, plant your legs and feet on the ground, and you're just gonna lift your heels up. And so keep your toes on the ground, just lift them up, do it for like 30 seconds, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. And the reason why that helps is because there's actually the largest proportion of muscle fibers in one area in your calves. So if you are activating those, that is going to give you the greatest kind of initial, you know, muscular reaction. It's going to get your metabolism just a little bit higher, just kind of sets it off rather than just kind of slumping in for the day and just being a vegetable. It's going to kind of lift it for a bit, keep you nice, your energy levels nice and steady, and also help with the digestion process, especially if you're having carbs at all, and just keep you more alert. So again, no one can see that right under your desk. Another thing you can do is I call the marching core. So you're just going to sit back in your desk. So you just feel a little bit of resistance in your core. Then you're going to march out, dig your heels right and left, and then you're going to take it back in, and then you'll sit back up, and then you'll do it again. So you sit back, dig both feet in one at a time, take it back in and lift up. So again, getting your calves involved as well as some core work to help with that balance and just help with your focus and alertness. And then last one, if you're really starting to feel stiff or any tension in your shoulders, that happens a lot in your wrists, or you're just kind of, I call the hunchback in Notre Dame stance, where we're just kind of here on the computer, just do a simple seated torso twist where you just take your left hand, put it on the right handle of your chair, and then just twist through and look. So kind of like a spinal extension if you're in yoga or any sort of flexibility class, and then you'll just switch. And you just do that for 30 seconds at a time, just release any tension, and you might notice just a bit of extra mental clarity. So if you're really short on time, any of those I really like to recommend because it can be done in the comfort of your own home.
Amazing. I love that. Definitely. I'm going to try those. I'm actually standing up at the moment, so I could do calf.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Up and down. If someone was to, like going back to the anorexia side of it, when my niece was in hospital, which was, I don't know, probably about 4 years ago now, I remember this girl, I went to visit her, and this girl was next to her who was like 16, and she had this and she was hospitalized for it. And I just felt so awful because she didn't have, I think she went to a private school or boarding school. So her parents didn't really, they weren't bothered. And actually my sister was at hospital with my niece a lot of the time. So she kind of heard all the things that were going on. And I think that she, well, I was there as well, but it was like this girl didn't have any support at all from her parents, from even the nurses had kind of given up on her. And you just think, wow, that's just awful. You've got this poor girl who's obviously crying out for help, didn't want to eat, didn't want to do anything, like had major meltdowns and everything like that, and now doing what I'm doing, and certainly with you as well. It's all about, or do you find that it's better if you have got some support as well, even from you as a coach, but from your friends or even your partner? Or is it just kind of your mentality inside of you, like your mindset?
Yeah, so 100% you need some sort of either support or accountability, at least is what I've seen, at least for long-term success, right? And it's just because it's more of a form of relatability. And also in the beginning too, you do want someone, not even to just check in, but I find whether you get a coach or it's your significant other or if it's a friend, it's just, you know, kind of someone's watching and also like kind of supporting you, cheering you on. If you notice anything you do, with any sort of habit or any sort of, you know, routine that you do, we only do things that are rewarding, right? And as well as are attractive and they're easy and they're obvious to do. Now, if you have people in your circle that are in a way kind of cheering you on, know what's going on and actually going to help you achieve that, it's going to make it a lot easier. How many times have, you know, you've seen maybe, a mom trying to lose weight, but that I've seen it, prime example, in my family's case, right? My mom has been on every yo-yo diet on the planet, and or every on the planet, sorry. And my dad just has never, I think I've seen him in the gym maybe once. I've seen him on the treadmill once. And that was when he got, you know, he was told he was gonna be like pre-diabetic and had to make a change. He did it for one day and never went back on it, right? Like he's just not gonna change. And I see how that's affected my mom because she's never been able to maintain it, right? She's still doing it to this day. She's still going on and off. And now, you know, bless her, she's in menopause. And so that's made it even more difficult. But if you don't have someone to help you and kind of, you know, cheer you on, it is really difficult. And it doesn't have to be a significant partner. So that's why I always say, if you don't have that, you know, other familial support or even friend support, do you go get a coach, or do you get, it doesn't even have to be a full, you know, mindset coach or weight loss coach or anything like that. Even like just join a gym as well. Or do like an online, you know, online fitness classes join, or even a Facebook community. You need some sort of relatability with people, because if you feel like you're isolated on your own, you're really going to get into a rut of, especially when you've hit those challenges of, well, you know, I had this challenge, but no one's watching anyway. So what's the point? Let's just go back. Right. Whereas if you have that community, and maybe you find this is now you're going, you know, perimenopausal and stuff, and that group too, I know at least now, thankfully, there's a huge movement towards it and there's a lot more awareness. But before, it was like, it was taboo. No one talked about it. And women had to suffer in silence, and it was awful. And women just thought they were going absolutely crazy. And men were just saying, you know, they're crazy. They're this, they're that. And it was just, they needed to be heard and needed to be understood, and have someone else saying, hi, I see you too. And I support you and I get you. And now it's a lot more manageable to go through the menopause, right, in society today. And it can be the same for whether it's weight loss, or if you just want to improve your fitness routine or start a yoga habit, anything like that. You at least need someone in your circle, whether it's a professional or a friend or a family member, that knows what you're going to do and go through and can be there to be a support system for that. So 100% I agree. And I think even too, when I went through my own journey, is I think partly it did help because I did move, and I was, you know, I love my family, but I was away from it. So I didn't have the temptation. I was away from my friend group that, and even I was, you know, in the serving industry for a long time. So I worked at bars with not very good food and stuff like that. I was completely away from it. And I know I'm very grateful. My husband was a really good influence and, you know, was supportive with me all the way, and now doing it as my business, he's still supportive. So I'm able to do that because I have someone lifting me up rather than, you know, making me feel bad or may having opinions or making comments about it. And yeah, it just makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think, yeah, you certainly do need somebody. What are two takeaway points from today's conversation?
Oh, I must say, start easy.
Yeah.
Going with this, so start easy. And I want it to be so easy that if you give that, you know, goal to yourself or whatever it is, I want you to tell yourself, if you can think that's way too easy to do, I want you to do that. That's the main takeaway, because that means you'll actually do it, and you're going to prove to yourself that you are forming that identity of someone who wants to either lose the weight or join that fitness program, or, you know, transform their health in the way you want to. Keeping it simple and easy is the way you're going to do that. And I think as well, enjoy your own journey and embrace your own journey. No one has a life like yours. So yeah, live it to that, and be your own. I think be your own example as well. Be your own superhero, be your own transformation, be your own cover on that magazine, because no one lives a life like yours. You're not going to be the person beside you, behind you, on that screen. Just, yeah, be in your own lane, and you will be an inspiration to others if you follow that.
Oh, I love that. Definitely. And where can we find you? What's your website or your social media platforms?
Yeah, so you can find me on my website at www.sculptrition.com. So it's S-C-U-L-P-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. And then I'm on all the social media platforms as well. So I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, at Sculptrition. If you want to say hello there, I'm usually really active on Instagram. And I'm also on LinkedIn too. So for you corporate professionals, I'm on there under Amanda Place. So definitely come say hello. And it has all my kind of programs and fitness memberships and, yeah, options and ways to inquire. And we can chat.
Oh, thank you for coming on. It's been really good.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I hope your listeners enjoyed and can go on about their day in a more wholesome and healthy way, in the most simplest way possible.
I'm sure they will. Thank you. Thank you so, so much for being here with me today. It means the world to me, and my heart is so full of gratitude right now. If you are feeling pulled to, I would love you to leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever they're called, or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from, whichever platform you are on. Leave a review, even do a 5-star rating if you fancy it. And yes, go and follow me over on Instagram at gemma.haley.niece, or I'm on LinkedIn as Gemma Niece. So thank you so, so much for being here, and always reach out to me. I'm always have my DMs open, as again, Instagram at gemma.haley.niece or LinkedIn, or go on my website, which is www.gemmaniece.com. So thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.